It's my pleasure to welcome Roan Wasu of Union 108 in Arden Prior, and we're going to be talking about the importance of yoga to health. Our first question would be if you could give us some personal background information which situates your interest in health and wellness and how that came to be.
I actually came to health and wellness from my own personal journey with mental health. I had postpartum depression when I had my son, and I found yoga through that, and I found that it really helped me understand a little bit more about myself.
Does Union 108 have a business philosophy that helps promote and maintain personal health?
Yes, we do. Our mission and values really focus on community and how the support of the community can really bolster an individual.
My own personal journey doesn't include any exercise.
That's okay.
But years ago, I met an individual who had studied yoga in India. His father had gone there to be an Anglican missionary and ended up converting to Buddhism instead. All I ever got into was breathing exercises, and I found those very calming and able to, I guess, focus your mind when your breath is still or repeated rhythmically. But that's it. Is there any of those study aspects that you've been involved with?
Pranayama and breath work, I find, are so beneficial. Meditation's been a really great one, and my meditation practice is very different. Sometimes my meditation practice is dancing. Sometimes my meditation practice is reading a book. When we're reaching out to people, especially when it comes to the studio or when it comes to the practices, I think we've been very lucky with Yoga in the Park as one of our spaces, because it's really just for the community to enjoy. We really believe that everyone should have access to yoga and practice. And I find just, again, the aspect of like community, collective work, collective support is kind of one of those top points of practice that yoga really touches base with. So individual work through like breath, and then collective work of just trying to understand each other the best way we can and then support each other the best way we can.
This question is probably out of sequence given our conversation, but how does good health and proper wellness help assure a positive mental attitude?
I mean, I feel like this is the question that has been asked since the dawn of time. You know, what's interesting is I find that good health and wellness can help you notice when you are in a attitude that doesn't feel the best. It can help you notice when you need to pull back. It can help you notice when you need to put boundaries. It can help you notice when you need to move forward. So while I would love to use this moment to say, like, come to Union 108. It's the best place. Come. I think for me, it's really look into all the offerings that are around the area. There's so many different things that we can do to kind of support the community. There's places that we can visit, we can shop local. That's also wellness, to listen to your local radio station, because that's very important too. And if you are out and about this summer, come to Yoga in the Park.
Okay. Thank you much.